But let's begin with some lovely music by Edvard Grieg, a Norwegian composer born of a music teacher and a merchant. Grieg's mom was his first piano teacher, and he started playing at the age of 6. His Holberg Suite, Opus 40, was originally composed for piano, but later adopted for string orchestra. It's a set of 5 movements based on 18th century dance forms. One could say it's a little bit of an essay in neoclassicism. This morning, a spirited performance by the English Chamber Orchestra with Ogo Kamu conducting. The English Chamber Orchestra with Oku Kamo conducting a performance of Grieg's Holberg Suite with Michaela Petri on recorder. You're listening to Classical Chaos here in Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm always excited by the talents that we have here in Canada. And one such ensemble is Dua Calixa. Now, this is a duo of flutist Kelly Williamson and guitarist Marriott Stevenson, both accomplished musicians and teachers who share a passion for the Latin American music. And in this regard, we're going to hear a selection by Astor Piazzolla. Now, he was an Argentine tango composer who revolutionized the tango in sort of a new word called Nuevo Tango, incorporating both the elements of jazz and classical music. He was also a celebrated performer. So let's take a listen. Here is Dua Calixa with Bordel 1900. Thank you. Two great Canadian performers, the duo Calixa, Mariette Stevenson and Kelly Williamson, and Bordel 1900 by Esther Piazzolla. And here is a lovely, beautiful work. It is by John Taverner's The Protecting Veil. Now, Sir John Kenneth Taverner was a British composer. Unfortunately, he passed just recently in November of 2013. But he's known for his extensive output of religious works. Now, he did begin his life as a prodigy, and at the age of 24 was described as the musical discovery of the year, as well as among the very best creative talents of his generation. The work we're going to hear today is recorded by the celebrated cellist Stephen Israelis, and it also became a best-selling album and was also sung at the funeral for the Princess Diana. Now, of the work, Taverner wrote, "I have tried to capture some of the almost cosmic power of the Mother of God. The cello represents the Mother of God and never stops singing throughout. One can think of the strings as a gigantic extension of her unending song." So here it is, the celebrated performance, Stephen Israelis and the BBC Symphony Orchestra, and Taverner's The Protecting Veil. What a haunting performance that was. That was Stephen Israelis and the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Tavener's The Protecting Veil. You're listening to Classical Chaos here from British Columbia, Canada. And I do believe it is the time to celebrate the instrument you hear in lots of movie soundtracks. Yes, it comes on before all the fun begins and after it ends. The oboe. And this is one of my favorites, originally attributed to his younger brother, Benedetto. Alessandro Marcello's Concerto for Oboe and Strings is hauntingly beautiful, and especially in the second movement. Now, he was an amateur musician and a contemporary of Bach's, as he was born in 1684, and Bach himself did, in fact, transcribe the work for harpsichord back in 1717. That's a nice plus. Here's a lovely performance. We're going to hear Joseph Kiss on oboe and the Frank Urkel Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
What a beautiful work that was, Joseph Kiss and the Frauenkirchen Chamber Orchestra with Marcello's Oboe Concerto. And we're going to switch it up just a little bit this morning. This is the ensemble The Fretless with Waterbound from their disc of the same name. The Fretless and Waterbound from the disc of the same name. You're listening to Classical Chaos here from Vancouver, British Columbia. And we're going to move on to quite the eccentric composer. Carlos Gesualdo, the Prince of Venosa, was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation. As well as being a little infamous for some other felonies, he apparently murdered his wife and her lover after catching them in a compromising situation, and had his second wife filing for divorce, not one, not two, but multiple times. He was, however, a very gifted composer. His 19 5 voice motets represent a mixture of styles with some unusual part writing, which is at best a little faintly bizarre and a tad baffling. But they are, however, most ear-pleasing, and that's what matters. So we're going to hear a great performance by the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting.
Thank you.
The Oxford Camerata, with Jeremy Summerly conducting and music by Gesualdo. You've been listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. I'll leave you now with some music from Mickey Hart's Planet Drum. Till next time, looking forward to it.
በአማርኛ ቋንቋ ያዘጋጀው የሚያቀርብላችሁ ዝግጅት አሁን ጀመረ። አዘጋጅና አቅራቢ ወርቁ አያሌው።
You are listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian Radio Entertainment and Information, Sundays from 10 till noon by Worku Ayalu.
አድማጮቻችን እንደምን አደራችሁ? እሁድ ከጧቱ 10 ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ 12 ሰዓት ድረስ ያዝጋጀው ማቀርብላችሁ ዝግጅት አሁን ጀመረ። አዘጋጅና አቅራቢ ወርቁ አያለው ነኝ። አድማጮቻችን እንግዲህ በባንኮበራችን ዝናቡ ይጥላል ያካፋል ትንሽቷና አዲስ አበባ ሆኗል ማለት ነው። እንደዛም ሆነ ግን እቤት ቁጭ ብሎ የሽሽፍታ ሬዲዮ ማዳመጥ መታደል ነው። በዚሁ እንዳለ ዛሬ በዚህ በስቱዲዮ ውስጥ አልኖርም። ፕሪሪከርድ ማለትም በቅድሚያ አዘጋጅ ያቀርብኩላችሁ ነው የምሰሙት። ስለዚህም ልደውሉ አችሉ ማታገኙኝ ብደውሉ ማለት ነው። በዚህ መልኩ ለሚቀጥለው ሳምንት እንግዲህ እስከምንገናኝ ድረስ የዛሬውን ዝግጅቴን ቁጭ ብላችሁ እንድትከመኩኑ ጋብዛችኋለሁ። የኤደን ፕሮጀክት ፕሮግራም ዛሬ አይተላለፍም፣ ለሚቀጥለው ሳምንት ይተላለፋል። ሌላው የዘፈን ምርጫዎች ይኖሩናል፣ የማስታወቂያ ሰዓቶች ይኖሩናል። ያው ኢለቭን ላይ ግን ከዛ ፊትም በኋላ ማስታወቅ እንችላለን። ከዛ በተረፈ የተለያዩ የሙዚቃዎችን ዘፈኖችን ስለማዘጋጅላችሁ ቁጭ ብላችሁ ማዳመጥና መኮምኮም ቢያለው መኮምኮም ነው ማለት ነው። ለፕሮግራም የመክፈቻ ይሆን ዘንድ እስቲ አንድ ሙዚቃ ጀባ ልባላችሁ።